Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, for all you regular listeners out there, I am Jay, and you have tuned in to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, and we launch it off with the crack of my energy drink. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I am Jay. I'm your friend. That was the first sip of my drink right here, live from the studios, KRDO, in the Pikes Peak region, right on 8th Street, with my master of the keyboard, Matt, my radio producer, and a conversation that I put together with you. We're really in a series here. It's been a series that I started last week, the first week of June 2025. If you're listening by podcast, you might want to catch the next two episodes, conversations after this, where last week I started about spring cleaning projects and some of the most innovative home improvements, which will really take care of the assets around you and the cleanliness of your life. But today, with the drum roll, Matt, I'm going to be talking all hour about your summer health checkup. Come on, it's not that boring. I'm going to break it down into two parts. Because I stayed at the end of every single show, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. I can be excited about talking about mortgage, about finances, about real estate, about preparing for retirement all day long, but none of that is worth anything if you don't have your health, your family, and your cherished memories. So that's what I'm going to dig into today. I'm going to break it down to some financial health checkups, and then I'm going to have a great, literally one of my favorite partners over the decade plus that I've been here, Kelsey with Springs Body Sculpting. We're going to talk about your personal health, because it doesn't matter how much your financial health aligns with a prosperous life. If you don't have your physical health, it's all for nothing. I pray every chance I get for my personal health, my lovely wife's, my children, my extended family, and I pray for you too, the radio listener, because your health is the most important thing and those around you. And I tell people, I will take any challenge that the Lord sends my way, because I've always had and will continue to have my health, because one, it's the power of the spoken word, and then following it up with constructive habits. And if you want to learn more about this and you can't stick around the show, just call me at 719-330-1457. I'm offering a 30-minute complimentary conversation with you over the phone, not via email, not via text, over the phone, to review any portion of your personal financial health questions. So I come to the microphone as a dad, a father, a licensed loan originator, a team member at Churchill Mortgage, but also a real estate investor. And like I stated, as a father, the most important thing for you is your family. And Texas Roadhouse, my best friend John, right down on 8th Street, is having a lot of promotions for Father's Day coming up in less than 10 days now. You can go down there for special hours. You have drawings. You can win a Blackstone grill. Just remember, it's synonymous: Father's Day and Texas Roadhouse. So what I'm going to talk about today is simple financial checkup tools. Common sense, kind of like this current administration, it doesn't get too complex. I'm talking about a elimination of all of your unsecured debt that coincides with your stress level. I'm talking about a budget. The fact of the matter is we all have one. You're either paying attention to it or not, because a budget is just simply how much money you're spending compared to how much money you're making and in what category it's going. So if you literally write down all of your expenditures during the month that you already did last month, and all of the income you're making that you already made last month, That is a budget. The only question is whether you're paying attention to it and whether it's in the red and you're going in the negative and your stress meter is climbing, or whether it's in the black and you're moving yourself and your family forward. And I know, trust me, better than anybody investing in real estate and mortgage, there is no tougher time since the Great Recession than right now. With rates high, inflation high, we need a settling, we need to eliminate personal debt, we need to reduce community debt, state debt, federal debt. A lot of it's out of control as we've had free reins to the money machine over the last 5 years in this country, so we've got to pull in the reins. But also, I'm going to go through Ramsey's baby steps. This is the simplest way to attack in 7 simple steps on how you get your budget, your finances, and then your life in order. Talk about moderate living. How about having multiple jobs? I mean, I've talked for decades here about the greatest miracle in the United States is not the freedom of speech, the Second Amendment with your right to bear arms, or even private property real estate ownership, which this entire radio show is about, and the financing thereof, of which you can call me for your next purchase or refinance loan at 719-330-1457. If I don't say it enough, I am a licensed loan originator and I make money by calling and advocating Churchill Mortgage and me, Jay Garvin's. But you need to understand that multiple income streams, the opportunity that a normal average person in an extraordinary system of America, United States of America, still the best system for economies in the world, how that works, and overwhelm all of your pleasures, your life habits, and your budget with income. And then probably the most important thing to me is taking your first fruits, no matter what you do. This is the only place in the Bible that the scripture actually challenges you to say, test me on this matter. Give your first fruits to the kingdom, and you shall be blessed. You shall see a return, whether it's with your actual coins going to your church or your donations or your time. It's your heart of understanding that all of which we have spiritually, physically, and financially is the Lord's, and He is so blessed to allow us to keep 90% of it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and then we're going to bridge right into your financial health, into your personal summer health checkup with Kelsey with Springs Body Sculpting. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 330-1457 or go to ChurchillColorado.com. ChurchillColorado.com. You'll see the local team of Ken Smith and I right here in Colorado Springs, downtown. We're a phone call away for a visit that is centered around your questions, your needs, and your mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Back right after these messages to continue the conversation about your summer health checkup.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up, and get down.
Okay, radio and podcast listeners, I am Jay. You've tuned in to The Jay Garvin Show, and I am jumping right into summer health checkup. Now, there's some really big points that I want to make here, and this is really the meat of the segment. If you've got 14 more minutes to share with me, this is the bulk of everything that helped lead me personally, my family, my friends, clients, coworkers, fellow parishioners in church, move to the next level. And the most important general piece of advice that I can give you is literally debt-free cash living. No unsecured debt. Now, that's a lot to swallow, but let's take it step by step. We live in a microwave society. Even with my adult children now, it's everything with Apple Pay and you just tap and touch a phone and money isn't real. It's why I'm so excited to not only be on the air sharing and talking with you, because if you and I don't have this conversation, tell me where else on the radio or on a podcast that you can get this information. And my answer for you generally is Dave Ramsey. That's it. That's why I so passionately started to pursue a relationship with Dave Ramsey personally and Ramsey Solutions back in like 2013 when I attended Entree Leadership Master Series as a business owner of Garvin's Mortgage Group. This is well before I was ever a team member with Churchill Mortgage. Well, Churchill Mortgage has been partnered with Dave Ramsey since 1992. I mean, over 30 years. Going on 35 years, if I do the math right, in 2027, talking more specifically and simply about the 7 baby steps. And really quickly, if you have to go, it's starting an emergency reserve, getting rid of all of your unsecured debt, step number 2, getting a 3 to 6 month budget reserve, step number 3, investing 15% of your household income into your retirement, not your neighbors, not your children, not your parents. Number 5, saving for your kids, your children's education. Number 6, paying your home off early. And then 7, my favorite, building wealth and giving away generously. Those steps, if you follow those steps alone, forget all the noise and the confusion and the fast-paced, instant gratification society we live in. If you focus on those 7 things, you can change your life. And that is a huge part of my message for your summer health program. Your financial health, with no other help than listening to this today, you can get started and going in detail the 7 baby steps. Number 1, first and foremost, is getting an emergency reserve, like immediately, of $1,000 cash. Not an investment, not a gift in a car or an automobile or a really antique relic that you have, but actual cash. Cash in a drawer, cash in a savings account, cash frozen in a Tupperware bin in your freezer. It doesn't matter. And literally, you can do this in 1 week. If you don't have this, I know for a fact, you can call me at 719-330-1457. If you don't have, or you have a loved one, an adult child, a neighbor, a relative, a coworker that does not have at least $1,000 reserve, it's obvious from the surface of their life that they don't have it, you can call me at 719-330-1457. No strings attached, and I will walk you through it live for no money at all. I tell you this, my 19-year-old daughter, who's just finishing a gap year, who had no money to her name because she was in school, she was a kid, she was dancing 15 to 20 hours a week on top. That was her passion. But over the last year, she went out and got a J-O-B. That's how she discovered herself. And now, less than a year later, she's got $10,000 in the bank, pays for her own gas, pays for her own car. We give her shelter. But if a 19-year-old can have 2 separate jobs. Literally, today when I came to the studio, she has a summer camp she's participating in as a counselor in the morning. She has Perry's Pizza in the afternoon, and she has well beyond $10,000, and that changed her life, not from being rich, but being self-sufficient and having an emergency reserve. You can do the same thing. You can sell something. You can get an extra, what you call, gig income. You can register if you have a car and start to Uber. You can go ahead and do Grubhub. You can rake somebody's yard. It doesn't matter whether you're 15, 55, or 75. Without begging on the side of the street, you can go and earn, because there's endless opportunity in America to do that. I know people that have as many as 5 streams of income, and we'll get to that later. But number 2, after you get that initial emergency reserve, and that's nothing more than if you have a utility bill that skyrockets and you can't pay it out of your paycheck, you can keep the lights on. If you have 2 tires that pop at the same time and you have $600 that's needed tomorrow, you don't go finance a new car, you get new tires. If you've got, God forbid, a child or a pet that's been bit unexpectedly, that can help you to help them get well again. But step number 2, then, is taking a deep breath and getting rid of all of your unsecured debt, all of your school loan debt, all of your credit card debt, all of your automobile debt, your pet debt, your TV debt, your cell phone debt. That means if you do a cell phone plan and you finance in your $1,000 Apple iPhone, you're financing that phone. It's not going to be $500 or $1,000. It's going to be $700 or $1,200 by the time you finance it through your cell phone plan. That's why my cell phone plan is $30 a device rather than $80 a device, because you've financed in your next fancy phone that you need, or I should say you think you need, that doesn't actually make a difference. Step number three, which is the big one, the one that allows you to stay out of debt forever, is after you eliminate your unsecured debt, and you do that in a debt snowball method, taking your smallest debt, wiping it out, then taking the payment for that smallest debt plus the next debt and gaining momentum like a rolling snowball down a hill. Once you've done all of that, and that takes anywhere from 12 to 36 months, depending on how old you are and how much debt you have, but then you have 3 to 6 month monthly budget reserve. Fully funded. That means if you make $5,000 a month and it takes you $5,000 a month to pay all of your essential bills, you need to have anywhere between $15,000 to $30,000 in reserves. 3 months if you have a very steady job like a contract in the military. 6 months if you have something that's very inconsistent like self-employment. And then number four, now you can breathe. Your head's above water without gasping for air, and now you start to set aside 15% of your household income into your retirement. Now, we're going to get into in the next segment what exactly that looks like, of where you invest it, how you invest it, but you put 15% of your household income aside with tithing your first fruits, and then you pay your bills. After that, you think about step five and say, okay, what am I going to do about my child's secondary education? How are we going to pay for trade school? How are we going to pay for college? You start a savings account for that. Then number six, the one that I love most dear to my heart, pay your house off early. Well, somewhere you have to have purchased a house, and that's kind of step three and a half, somewhere between getting a 3 to 6 month budget reserve and putting 15% aside for investment into your retirement. But after you pay off your home early, that is the culmination of the six steps of debt elimination, getting a reserve, and moving forward to financial independence. And step number seven is build wealth and give away generously. So there's only eight ways to do the first three steps of emergency reserve, debt snowball, and 3 to 6 months of budget reserve. And that's with an income, and that's where you get the opportunity for a summer health check, but also the opportunities of America. There's only eight streams of income in the world, and I have an entire show next week, an entire conversation next week if you're listening to the podcast. Today is the 7th of June, 2025. This next week, where I'm going to be talking on the 14th, I'm going to call it Start Your Summer with an Income Stream. And that is, there's only eight ways to make income in the world. Number one is earned income. Get a job, exchange time for money. Number two is capital gains. That's all of the retirement, the IRAs, the 401ks, the mutual funds. Put money in a pile. When the pile gets bigger, then you live on that and hope that your pile of money outlasts your life. Then you have business income. This is the biggest wealth builder in the world and America. Everybody from Jeff Bezos to Elon Musk to Warren Buffett have all built businesses, and you can do that yourself for a form of income. You have interest income, where you can hold a promissory note, or a bank holds a promissory note, and you get interest for giving somebody income. Number five is dividends. If you buy a stock instead of just a mutual fund, you can get some of a company's profit. Amazon doesn't have it, but Procter & Gamble and Johnson Controls and Ford Corporation does. And then number six is rental income. This is a huge one, my friend, because that's what I preach from this microphone all the time, is building the three little houses a rental income for your retirement. And then the one that still evades me is royalties. Finding something like music that you write, music that you perform, a book that you write, oil royalties, any type of consistent income that comes in. And then number eight is if you're a teacher in Colorado, you're eventually going to get para, retirement, and direct income. If you're in the military like me and you've retired, you get direct income through your retirement. Americans get it through Social Security. That's how you get ahead in life, is more income and less spending. So those are the big points. I'm going to go into the detail of how you invest your 15% of household income into retirement, but not until I have the most important conversation, and that is your health. The money, the mortgage, especially the house, even the career that you have, all of that means nothing. If you don't have loved ones around you, you may or may not have a family, but you definitely have loved ones. You have neighbors. You have relatives. If you are married, you have children and grandchildren. The health and the relationship there is more important than the entire conversation that I've had so far. So call me at 719-330-1457 if you want to talk more about the streams of income, debt elimination, or the seven baby steps to kind of get you financially pointed in the right direction for summer. You call me directly. I'll give you 30 minutes of my time over the phone. Jay Garvin's 719-330-1457. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. Located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Well, welcome back to the Jay Garvin Show. All hour, I am talking about your summer health checkup. We've talked about the finances and trying to take that meter of your stress and bring it down, because that affects your life as much or more than your finances, especially in a microwave, instant gratification society that we live in. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. Whether it's helping you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage, which I would love to do at Churchill Mortgage as a licensed loan originator to help pay the bills for my family and to keep this radio show and podcast on the air, I'd appreciate that. But if you just want 30 minutes of my time for free over the phone to just talk about getting into the rhythm with the jump rope of the seven baby steps through Ramsey Solutions, or whether it's just understanding, hey, Jay, you said there's eight streams of income. How can I get multiple streams of income like you and your family? Or whether it's just, Jay, you said budget. Everybody has one. It's just whether you're following it. I'll help you out, because here's the reality. I don't care. If you don't have a plan, that is your plan. Your plan is to have no plan. You've got a plan. It's either an empty plan or a full plan. You may not have a budget in your mind, but you have a budget. You spend money and you earn money every month. If you choose to ignore it and not put it on paper, you just don't know what your budget is. I can help you with that. But all of that I've taken the time is immaterial. If you don't have your physical and mental health, it's all for nothing. My wife and I pray all the time when we hear horrific things like a child or a friend or a relative getting a disease or an ailment. We say, Lord Jesus, thank you for our challenges. We will face them head on because we don't want other challenges. I brought Kelsey on from Spring Body Sculpting because she is a master of this. And Kelsey, I love it every time you're on the air with me.
Thank you. I love being here.
So you and your staff have two parts. We're not going to talk about the school today where you educate the educators and the actual technicians that help people move their health physically forward. But we do have Springs Body Sculpting, where you guys have more equipment, more training, a nicer facility than 95% of all the people. And when you and I first met, it was an outlier.
Yeah.
But now these health clinics are everywhere.
Yeah, and what does set us apart, actually what you were talking about of having a plan, and my partner and I, we started small. We only had like one or two devices, and then we paid those off and then got another one to complement what we already had. Pay that off, get another one. And you be patient and work with what you have. And being and how we were able to make that revenue too was, you know, of course, marketing and everything, but also having our patients who trust in us to deliver what they are wanting to buy and really coaching them through how to take care of their, we say beauty needs, but really like everybody has their own thing that they might feel insecure about or that they want to help improve. And that's what we're there to do is help them coach through that and then to treat what they're wanting to improve, whether it be through your skin health or body contour or whatnot. But also, I think what I've learned, my calling the past couple of years especially, is helping people find their inner self-confidence by validating them and letting them know, you know what, perfection does not exist.
And you know what? Before we went on the air, you caught my ear with what you said, not only in your approach in your school,
mm-hmm.
but also with your children and now with your clinic. You said you take the approach, what you said, of love and logic.
I teach with love and logic. Here's the reality and here's what the possibility of is for a solution.
Yeah, so, and it's just a common sense
approach. 100%.
And because Colorado, we're at 6,000 feet and above, and we talked about my wife, Marlo, and the ever-growing challenge with sun. Let's focus on skincare because that's the number one external exposure that we get that's unique in Colorado.
Yes.
Different from, say, like Milwaukee or Chicago, where
yeah.
it's cloudy and cold. They got other
they
depression
other things
issues.
Too. Yeah,
yeah
they
but
other
this, let's.
Too.
Let's talk a little bit about the skin health throughout the summer and the perfect, you know, approach to protecting yourself from the Colorado sun.
Absolutely. Well, really, it's, I even talk about like having skin health, like investing in your future for your skin so that you don't have to go and spend money on all these corrective treatments down the road.
Wow.
If you protect it now.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And sometimes people don't believe me when they'll come in and be like, I want to do this, this, and that. They'll read about direct, you know, stuff that are direct consumer marketing with some of the products that I have. But I'll tell them, like, to be honest with you, if you don't start with having a healthy skincare regimen at home and truly good quality skincare, what we have is it's called ZO Skin Health. It's a medical grade prescription strength skincare that helps with correction and maintenance, right? And it's focused on rebuilding your moisture barrier, frankly, so your skin is healthy from the inside out. And then also their sun protection protects
That's
not
huge.
Only from UVA, UVB rays, but also now like screens. And it is huge. And they also have antioxidant protection and they have stuff that actually does work. You invest in that. It is amazing. Like if you still need to have some treatments done on your skin, great, but it will only perform that much better. If you start at an age or a time where you aren't really seeing any problematic skin situations going on, you don't really have to do that much down the road. And I call it preventative maintenance, but really
Absolutely.
It is investing in your skin health so that you don't wait. And I have a lot of people that will come in and they are like, have waited and not done anything until they are, you know, in their 50s, 60s, and then they want a miracle. And I can still help them and we can get them vast improvement, but it does require more effort and treatments and time on our part.
And that's
and
the corrective.
Yes, and that is the corrective. And that's a reality check I have to let people know. Because sometimes somebody wants to hear from me that I can make all their wildest dreams come true. And I've got this unicorn because they hear it at other places. And I am very realistic. And I'll say that does not exist. But I will get you to the best place we can be where you're going to be very happy. But there is no miracle worker unicorn. So, and they actually appreciate that because I'm honest and I'm transparent and I'm logical.
Logical, with love and logic.
With love and logic.
Like you stated, is that when you see individuals, because my wife has changed from in her 20s putting oil on her body to now through treatments and so many friends that I have, it doesn't matter your dress size, your suit size, your shoe size, if you have good skin and you have a good outer shell physically, then your aura changes.
Oh, 100%. Because I always say, when you feel good about yourself, you do good. You feel good, you do good. It's just, and that's just human nature. That's natural. And I am a firm believer in like mind-body connection. And when you are feeling confident of how you present yourself on the outside, you're confident. That does come from within. And I hope I'm verbalizing it well, but it's the way that I what does inspire me and what keeps me going in this industry day in and day out, despite, you know, there's hard days, there's frustrating times, but overall, helping people feel empowered and truly, like, self-confident and beautiful from the inside out, when you realize that you can help someone along their journey, that is worth it all for me.
And for somebody that's nodding their head like me, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call or text us at 719-259-0024. You can call or text. If you get a voicemail, we always call back. It's just a small team over there, so we're the ones texting you, not like an automated machine. But yeah, to call or text 719-259-0024.
And for the individual that's scratching their head to say, okay, that's a lot, what's the one step I can make to get started on making my skin better, my health better, and feeling better? What's a one or two steps that they can take?
Have them call my office and just meet with me for a consultation.
Free.
And for free, 100% free. And I'm pretty honest because I'm not one to sell something you do not need. And I will guide you basically on what exactly you need. Even if you are just needing some skincare products, we'll guide you in the right ones that are working for you in your budget, because you have to work with your budget.
Yes.
And get started to where you're at least going to be happy. And so
contact,
low pressure, no sales pressure at all. It's just information and educational.
And contact information one last time before we say goodbye.
719-259-0024.
Kelsey, thank you so much for playing a huge part of my theme today of summer health check and your personal checkup. Your finances, you can work your best to get those in order, but if you don't have your health, you don't have a self-image that gets you up in the morning with the willingness to move forward and to improve the life for yourself and those around you, especially if you're a parent, grandparent, or an influential friend, you have to start somewhere. So call me at 719-330-1457 to get in contact with Kelsey or just to sit down, talk with me for 30 minutes about your summer health checkup. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
You're unbelievable.
What's that you say? Oh man, no way.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
When I thought I just can't stop.
Keep this up, you're going to blow your top.
Let's this time you better hurry up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me, my friends. This is the last 8 minutes of your summer health checkup. We talked to Kelsey with Springs Body Sculpting about taking care of you first, and I can reiterate this 100 times. Go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Your health, your relationships. You can't take your house with you. You can't take your money with you. You can take the memories of your trips, like I just got back from New York, but you can't take those with you. It's only your health, your personal self-image, and your outlook on life. And that's so hard to grab a hold of in this instant gratification, microwave society that we live in. It takes work. It takes consistency. But going back to what you and I talked about, the biggest part of your summer health check financially, so you can work on the things that are more important to you, is investing in the future. That's like the skincare that Kelsey and I talked about putting on sunscreen, putting on skincare, so when you're 50 and 60 and 70, you don't have to do corrective procedures. Every single thing I've done in life, it's been harder to learn through wisdom and counsel than it is my own bonehead mistakes. Now, one thing I have not had to worry about, and that's why I'm at this microphone, is how to make money or a friend. I can do both in a heartbeat. I can't believe. My mom, when I told her I was a radio show host, she literally told me, Jay, can't believe you found a way to make money running your mouth off. Well, I can talk. I can do business without thinking about it. That's why I spend time with you. And here's a reality. In planning for the future, and this is step number 4 in Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps. First one is emergency reserve. Second one is getting rid of all your debt. 3 is building a monthly debt reserve of 3 to 6 months in the background. Number 4 is what I'm going to talk about. Investing 15% of household income for you and your retirement. Then you think about your children and taking care of them, their education. Then you think about maybe paying off the house that I've helped you purchase and you've raised a family in. And then you can build wealth and give away generously. But what in the world does that 15% of household income invested for retirement mean? Well, tune in next week because I'm going to spend the whole show on the 8 income streams in the world. Not 15, not 4, not 330. There's only 8 income streams in the world. So here's some solutions, or at least suggestions, if you're a thinker and not a doer, on how in the world do you take that 15% of your household income? I would say 20, some would say 10. Take some of your first fruits. Give it to your church or your higher power. It's always best to give away first. That's always going to give back to you tenfold, but we're not going to go there today. We're just talking about 10 to 15% of what you do to build your financial health, your summer health perspective, your approach moving forward to grow your life after you get your life in order. Number one, easily, is capital gains. If you can't think of anything else, at least put 5 to 10 to 15 to 20% in a 401k, which if you're at a company, how you determine that level is if they have investment or contribution sharing. But you could do it in certificate of deposits. You could do it in bonds. You could do it in individual IRAs. Now, second is actually dividends. What's that, Jay? Well, you could invest in stocks, blue chip stocks, or in mutual funds that have dividends where you're getting some of the company's profit and not just a generic growth to offset the fees of the person helping you do it. And number three is the big one. That's what I passionately believe in. Real estate, residual, getting a rental, buying your own house and setting aside 2 weeks a year where you Airbnb your actual house and then you can travel for free. But the biggest one that has changed more lives than any other combined in this world, and especially in America, if you have a passion investing 15% of your household income on retirement, you can strategically and methodically do that by starting a business. This is something I pray for my daughter so much. She's so creative. She's so artistic. Sure, she can start out with a job or a career or a profession. But unlike my son that is fine doing a very calculated track of earning a living throughout his life, she has so much joy, she's so creative that there are endless venues in the United States for self-employment business opportunities. And then the fifth one that has been more evasive to me than any of them is royalties. If you could find some type of generational income, like writing a book that I'm in the middle of and it's stalled for over a year, or you come up with an amazing podcast even better than mine, or you become an influencer, or maybe you and your family, you've been blessed with oil royalties, or you have a cell phone tower on your land, the biggest thing that you can do is start an approach on this now. So the very last one is all of you that are already hardworking teachers, hardworking military. Maybe you work at a railroad and there's some type of para military retirement or railroad residual that is called direct income, and that's something that'll pay off 10, 15, 30 years from now. So I want you to just take a minute this summer for a healthy checkup. And I'm telling you, like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters in the end. The money, the budgeting, all of that only leads to a higher and stronger self-image and balance in your life. So call me at 719-330-1457. I have not done this in over 2.5 years since I did my investment property classes. I will give you 30 minutes of my time over a phone to help you get a plan for you, not me, but you, for your summer health checkup and how to get started. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.